C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today, it's Cyberstorm by Matthew Mather. Self-published and available on Amazon. Today, it's Snowmageddon, Bird Flu and Internet Meltdown in New York City. Mike Mitchell lives in Manhattan with his wife and son. Everything is normal until one day the logistics company system goes down, bringing food supplies to the city to a standstill. Then the internet goes down along with the power, the heat and the water. Then the emergency radio declares an outbreak of bird flu. And then the snows come, heavy and thick, and New York City is cut off from the rest of the world. With the heating and water off, all now run by the internet, the residents of the fifth floor of the apartment building where Mike lives try to work out how to survive and find food, while a million conspiracy theories run rampant and the snows keep coming. Mike's best friend Chuck lives down the hall. Chuck is a bit of a doomsday prepper. He's been expecting an incident like this for years, and he has his own escape plan ready. However, Chuck's wife Susie is not willing to go without her friends. And Mike's marriage, well, it was already on the rocks before this even began. Mike and his neighbours set out to find food, and then Mike's son gets ill and they must find medical treatment. And the snows keep coming. Now, what I really like about this type of book is exploring how quickly civilization can dissolve under the circumstances and the lengths people will go to ensure their own personal survival. The reactions of the people, both good and bad, those who look out for only themselves and those who think of others. Particularly in this book, there was one set of characters I especially liked. It was the old Russian couple, the Borodins, who lived down the hall, who, having lived through worse events in their lives, take everything in their stride. While the others in the apartment building turn on each other in quite gruesome ways, and trust becomes the most valuable commodity of them all. This book is also a warning on cybersecurity and how everything is interconnected these days, and how taking out the internet can have bigger ramifications than we can possibly realise. Now, genre is really an interesting thing. Some people might class Cyberstorm as a bit more of a techno thriller, but for me, this is definitely speculative fiction, while also written in the fast-paced style of popular airport fiction. This is definitely a page-turner and the type of book you can devour in a single sitting. But it's not just frothy entertainment. It made me think about how vulnerable we are without power. It made me want to go stock up on water and tinned food and buy a generator. And as always, this type of apocalyptic storyline makes me wonder how I would react in similar situations. So if you like thrillers, the breaking down of society, resourcefulness, distrust, paranoia and preparing for Armageddon, I recommend Cyberstorm by Matthew Mather. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.